Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to the 90th episode of Interlude Army. Today we'll be talking about BTS winning Group of the Year at VMAs, more information on their yet-to-come Busan concert, and more. Let's get it!
Welcome back to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose. If you want to support the podcast, we do have a Patreon, patreon.com/interludearmypodcast. For just $2 a month, you help support us continue delivering this podcast. Thank you so much for your support. Again, that is patreon.com/interludearmypodcast. Thank you so much.
But wow, it's been a couple of weeks, Jose.
Yes.
And I know what you've been going through and everything. So it does feel like it's been a while. Like we haven't been playing Overwatch.
Yeah. At all. I'm doing better. I'm pretty sure everybody knows by now. I did post it on my social media, but not everybody knows, but for our listeners, I had COVID and it sucked. Like, it really did kick my butt. No. But the thing is that I kept telling myself is like, don't complain too much because, like, I'm sure it wasn't to the level that, like, a lot of people went through it, you know what I mean? Because I have the vaccine, like I'm fully vaccinated, I have the booster shot and everything, and I when I got it, it was like, to me it was pretty bad, but I'm pretty sure like other people had it worse. So that's why it's kind of like, don't complain too much, because it's like you actually have some defenses in your body, so you are gonna get through this. And you know, I'm like, I was telling Roseanne before we recorded that I'm like at 90%, maybe 90 to 95% back. I can't say I'm 100% because I still feel like my throat is a little bit sore. And then sometimes like I'm congested. And so I know I'm not like 100%, but I'm way better than I was. And I talked to Rosanna. I was like, girl, like, how did y'all do this? Because like she had it, her boyfriend had it. So it was like my first time ever like experiencing this, you know. I've even heard of people having it twice, like getting COVID like twice already, and I'm like, oh no. And so I had already gone through it, like taking care of my boyfriend because he had it recently too, but luckily I didn't get it then. I got it after, like way after, and now it was like the roles were switched, you know. He had to take care of me, and I was like just in bed the whole time, and a lot of liquids, like soup water medicine, like the same cycle. It got me like so bored, girl, and I was so weak. Aww. I was so weak. But I was pretty bad, but again, I can't complain too bad because I know I a lot of people have had it worse. So you guys just be safe out there. I know COVID is never going to go away. We just have to be as safe as possible. And I mean, it's been a long time, Roseanne, and I don't want to say finally I got it, but like it took a while for me to get it, you know? And eventually I hear people say that, like, eventually everybody's going to experience it at least once. It's kind of like, well, you know, now my defenses are more strong because I already went through it, so. But yeah,
they say supposedly, I don't know, I'm no scientist or health person, but they say like you have,
right,
after getting it, you what's it called, what, there's a certain word for it, but you won't, like, the next 2 months or 2 months or 3 months, you're like, you'll be, have a higher defense,
immune,
there you go. immunity. That sounds like do you know those show Survival?
Yes.
You win the immunity. Okay, anyways, I don't know where I was going with this,
but what about you, Rosen? What
about you? I'm doing good. I'm actually prepping for a trip, and I guess this is a good time to kind of announce.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah, like for a second I was like, oh yeah, I forgot, like, this is happening. Okay, so I guess we're announcing a break, a hiatus for Interlude Army, because your girl is leaving for South Korea literally next week, and I will be there for almost 2 months. And yeah, technically I don't know if I told you this, Jose, but I also extended my trip to October 17 because we'll talk about this actually in a bit. BTS announced their Yet to Come Busan concert, and it's going to be on October 15. So that's the reason why I extended it a little, like a week more. But yeah, and whenever I'm in Korea, it's not only is it like hard to record because of the different time zones, but also just, I don't know, your girl most of the time is like working every day, or like I just don't have time to record.
Right.
But yeah, it's, I'm going to try to keep you guys updated through YouTube though. I'll do my best. And on social media and stuff like that. But yeah, and now I have to play it really safe, Jose. Like, I'm going to, like, lock myself up, stay healthy, you know. Taking extra precautions because in order to leave the country, you also got to test and all that stuff like that. But they no longer have quarantine in Korea, so... I don't have to do the 14-day quarantine like last year, but...
Right, yeah.
But yeah, your girl is just... I don't even know. I have nothing packed. My closet's a mess. I'm actually getting our closet done tomorrow, Jose, in our house. But I'll figure it out. Your girl always figures it out.
But, well, you have to.
I know. I'm going to be gone for like more than a month, almost 2 months, and I don't even have like clothes prepped. But I'll figure it out.
So we won't have, like, the podcast, guys, but we also can't say, like, a specific date because we don't want to, like, tell you, like, oh, we'll be back so-and-so, and then, like, y'all, we ain't back. So just stay tuned. Thank you for the support.
Yes.
Once Roseanne is settled back in her house, we will be back.
Yes, yes.
That, we'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that. Remember, we're like, we're going on break until BTS comes back. Oh my god, that was, you know, but that's hilarious. But yeah, stay tuned, and thank you so much again for all the support you guys have given us. This is literally like the 90th episode. It's crazy how we've come this far.
I know. Like, we're almost at 100.
And girl, we're still not good at what we do. I'm just kidding. 90 episodes later. Still not good at this.
We're almost at 100 and we still not professional.
No, we still struggle. We can't even, we've been reading the same like ending, I don't even, 90 times. We still can't read it properly. Actually, sometimes it's like, you know, maybe there's like a 1 out of 20 chances we'll nail the ending. But most of the time it's like, yes. Oh my god. So much has happened in the last 2 weeks, and yes. I don't even know where to begin. But the VMAs happened.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that was a trip. That was really something, Jose.
Girl, don't, ooh. Like, let me tell y'all. I mean, I don't even think we have to like go into specifics, but you know, Army, like, it went down. Like, I was sick, but I was still living through the drama, conflama, dilemma of it all.
The biggest plot twist in history.
Exactly. Like, has that, like, I'm not gonna, like, claim that this is the first time that's ever, I'm sure it's happened. It's probably happened before. I mean, if it is the first time in history of the VMAs, then hey, another historic moment. But like, it was, the thing is, because it's so suspicious though. And yes, we're talking about the fact that somebody else won the group of the year, or was announced to have won group of the year before the actual VMAs announced the real winners later on throughout the night. Ooh, but yeah. The thing is, it's very suspicious, guys, because major outlets were the ones who were reporting that another group had won the VMA Group of the Year award. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't no, like, underground account on Twitter created by, like, some troll or something like that. It was major outlets reporting this information, and usually with awards, there's so many, they don't have time to announce all of them during the actual ceremony. So it makes sense, you know, that several are going to be announced before, during, and after, you know, like on a separate outlet, whether it be the website, whether it be through, like, these media outlets, whatever the case. So that did happen, like, before, I think it was the actual award, red carpet that was happening. They were announcing some awards already, and one of them was Group of the Year, and it wasn't BTS. So it was just fishy from the start. As soon as they announced this group, and no hate to the group, I don't want to, like, just keep, like, you know, the whole, like, fan wars or, like, berating other groups or stuff like that, guys. But as soon as this group was announced that they were going to be present and performing, we talked, right, Roseanne? And we were, like, they're going to win because they want the person who wins to be there. Like, the person, it's kind of like the whole attendance award thing that is in Korea, too, that, like, if you are present, they're just gonna give it to you. And the moment that they announced that, we were kind of, like, already hesitant. Not just us, armies on Twitter, armies online were saying it the whole time, like, we already know this is looking suspicious, but guys, keep voting. Keep voting. We voted so much. And then when it happened, we were kind of like, we expected this, but damn, like, really, like, so blatantly, like, in our faces, like, you're just gonna be this, like, blunt about it.
Man, I wanted to add on.
Yeah, go ahead.
The other thing too, it's like we said, we don't want any hate against the other group, you know what I mean? Like, we, you know, we respect them, and it's, you know, it's nothing against them. Just me knowing this other group too, they're known for not going to award shows. This is their first ever performance at an American award shows, but just to fly all the way out to the US, it's a big thing.
But yeah, like, totally, it's kind of like, it's rare, and that's not like shade at all, like, it's facts. It's rare for them to show up at any award ceremony, so because this is like a big one, it is like their first ever American award show. We were not surprised that these awards were going to be just given, because it's not there just because we're ARMY, guys. We know how much we vote. We know how much receipts also, because it's like we tried our best to, like, kind of like keep tally of that as well. And well, anyway, long story short, what happened at the end was the actual VMAs announced, like, the actual awards announced BTS were the winners of Group of the Year at the end. So it's very suspicious, because it's like these major outlets that have somewhat of a reputable, like, history. Well, people are going to believe it, and then for them to announce that, and then not backtrack, but, like, delete everything, and then be like, okay, BTS are the winners. What really happened?
Okay, here's the thing. I remember, because I'm like, So what happened was the first thing, you know, it was major outlets that wrote that. And usually they are, you know, they have the script ready and boom, they post it when the news is out. But I remember seeing an account mention, because I didn't even think about it, right? This is the Video Music Awards. This is MTV's Video Music Awards. And I didn't realize, well, actually, I do know that this group has not released anything in the last 2 years to be eligible. So already, so as soon as that kind of went viral, they're like, oh, they're the first to win without having anything out for 2 years and kind of like being eligible. So already them being nominated was not questioned to begin with. But when they supposedly won, then people are like, wait, how? Like, they have not released anything in the eligible period. I don't know if that played a role. We don't know nothing, okay, guys? We're just, you know, just this is just what happened. So they were announced, that fact came out, and then all of a sudden, all the media outlets started, you know, posting about the winner, and then VMAs at the end announced, oh, it's BTS, and then everyone deleted their stuff. And another fishy thing too is, until now, BTS didn't even send a video accepting their award,
right,
which they usually do. Actually, back in 2021,
right,
they sent out a video thanking ARMYs for winning and or for the award and all that stuff. They didn't do that this year. And Big Hit didn't mention anything about VMAs, like as far as winning. The only tweet we got was from BTS's Twitter account thanking the fans.
Yeah, so it was almost like they were also kind of surprised, like, oh, we actually did win, because the photo, it's like them with like their mouth open. And I know it's for another photo shoot that they did. And they were like joking around, but it's kind of like, is there a meaning there? They're like shocked too, that kind of like, wait a minute, we won Group of the Year? Like, we had no idea. And we usually get a heads up to be able to send in the video, you know what I mean? Kind of like other artists have done.
Yeah.
When they win, they also send out a pre-recorded video, because obviously they notify them before the actual ceremony. Exactly. So it's very, very, very fishy stuff. But at the end of the day, they break the record 4 years in a row.
Yay!
To win Group of the Year. Deservedly so. Like, I'm willing to place any amount of money on that we won that fair and square. Like, they won that award by the votes. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's not questionable at all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They did not win any other award, guys, but according to them, I'm gonna leave it at that, because I know for a fact we won. Well, the ones that were like fan voted.
Yeah.
Not the professional ones, because we don't have any say on those, obviously. But
yes.
But yeah, that was like a whole thing. And it's just crazy, because I saw a lot of like tweets. It was like the way like anything can change immediately, like in a second, like in a matter of like minutes and stuff. It's so crazy.
Yeah, no, it was just like just the fact that it was announced at the end too, like the ceremony was done, and I was like, what? Like, I was, because, you know, when the winner was announced, I'm like, I'm gonna chill. There's a lot going on Twitter. I'm gonna chill and get off.
Right.
And then I went back on. I'm like, what in the world? BTS won Group of the Year? But yes, like, congratulations to BTS and ARMY. Thank you so much, ARMY, for voting and not giving up, and, you know, just trying our best no matter what, even though, given the circumstances, you know, it was already, we were kind of unsure, but we did it anyway. So, thank you, ARMY. But yes, now looking forward to after that mess, there's a lot to look forward to. Not only are the photofolios, see, I said that correct, photofolios, happening. At this point, when we're recording, we already got Jungkook's, and we got more of RM's, and I think we got a recent like tease. Was it for Jimin?
I believe we have like teaser images for every member now, because at the end of the photo books, there's like one photo, it's obviously like zoomed in or like a very close up shot of something. You can't really see the entire photo of every single member. So just teasing their photo folios. But I guess the one that's making a lot of buzz is Jimin, because he is up next. We're going by birthdays, you know what I mean? And he is up next on the list. Yes. But not also just the list. the images that we have gotten teasing Jimin. He's come in. I feel like this man went into the meeting room, you know, with Big Hit and HYBE officials, and he was like, well, we're going to talk about my photo shoot, my concept, everything. And they were like, okay, how chaotic, how sexy, how much fire do you want into this? And he just said yes.
Yeah,
like he didn't even answer the question. He just said yes to everything, because he's wearing leather.
Oh my,
he's wearing gloves. He's showing a new, I don't know if it's a real tattoo or not, that literally says Tailor of Chaos. We are not ready for whatever is about to be thrown at us.
He literally walked into the room and like, they're like, chaos? And he said yes.
Yes.
So that's what we're getting, you guys. Well, we're assuming that he is next. But yeah, we're not. They, you know, they've been coming for us. They've been coming for us. And I also love like how this is all going as well, because, you know, the first member was Jungkook and his birthday habit. So happy birthday, Jungkook.
Yes. We celebrated.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did you celebrate? Did you celebrate?
Girl, I'm being a Delulu. I said we celebrate. I was about to say he brought me soup. He brought me this. I'm like totally kidding, y'all.
No,
like,
I think
not the Delulu coming out.
The Delulu, guys, please excuse the Delulu. We celebrate. I'm like, who? You? Okay, excuse the Delulu. I mean, me and Jungkook. Me and Jin celebrated Jungkook's birthday. Girl, nah, you're making me sound Delulu. Jose, what in the world? This is why I can't hang out with him too much. Because he's making me sound
crazy.
Me and Jin were celebrating Jungkook's birthday too. There you go. That was what I was saying.
Gotcha.
It was cool though, because in Vegas here, they had a billboard of him up. And then in the Fremont LED screen, that huge LED screen here in Las Vegas, they had Jungkook all up in there, so I made like a vlog of it. So that was really fun. We got to celebrate Jungkook's birthday, and RM's birthday is literally around the corner. And so yes, since we won't be able to record next week, we do want to give like a happy advanced birthday, Namjoon.
Yes, happy birthday.
This was kind of like mentioned, I feel like last minute, unless I just was not really active on Twitter, but he recently collaborated with a Korean artist. The artist's name is Bombing Tiger, and the song is called Sexy Nukim. And I actually don't know what Nukim means, but I just thought Kim Namjoon. Wait, that girl, hold on, let me look up what Nukim means. But yes.
Yeah, so but we know what sexy means, and he was sexy, okay?
Yeah! Well, see, RM was in the music video, so that was pretty cool, because a lot of the past collaborations, stuff like that, so, you know, he wouldn't appear in the music video. So this was like a cool surprise. He was actually in there.
Yeah.
Did you get the chance to watch the music video yet by any chance?
I did. I really enjoyed. I mean, am I going to be biased here? Yes, I own it. I'm okay with it. Yes, I was really looking forward to seeing Namjoon. Once he came out, I was super, super, super excited to see him. Yes, I do think his part is the best part of the song. Yes, I do think he looks amazing. Yes, I do think his deep voice goes really well with this song. Because the entire song in itself is very low tone, very like, not chill, just, I guess that's the vibe. It's like a vibe kind of song. Like, you have to have that. You know what I mean?
The way
am I making sense?
You're making sense, Jose. I caught myself like when we were talking about how the song's like low, low key, like lower tone. I'm like, yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Like my voice went low tone too. Yes. Yeah, it was literally that type of vibe. I mean, even the music video itself was like, it felt like a movie. Honestly, it had like that ominous, yes, dark, like weird mm-hmm. vibe that you're like, what is going on? It's that type of vibe. And so, yeah, it was really cool to see RM appear on that part and just, you know, take the time to appear in the music video. So, yeah, that was a vibe, you guys. If you haven't checked out the music video yet, I should suggest you guys do. Keep an open mind because, like, yeah. I said, it's an odd type of music video. It's actually kind of funny, ominous, kind of dark, actually. It's kind of dark. But how they directed it and, like, I give props to the actors who were in this music video as well because, yes. But yeah, check it out, you guys. Sexy Nukim.
Yes, guys. And like Roseanne says, it's like very artsy too. Yeah. Like you said, like right now when you were talking about like it was like a movie, it kind of like it told me like when I looked at it, obviously the colors and everything, I even thought of it, like, it kind of gave me this Netflix filter vibe, like, this could be a Ooh, show yeah. on Netflix for some reason, like, it gave me that kind of vibe, so I totally get what you're saying when you said, like, it was, like, a movie, because I totally see that, like, it's very conceptual, like, you can totally yeah. tell, like, there's meaning behind this, there's, it's not just things thrown together, like there's some meaning behind it. I don't like Roseanne. I don't know like a lot of it. I can't say that I completely understand it and stuff like. But hey,
yeah,
I'm open to it. Just be open to it, guys. Listen to it whenever you can. It's and our man looks good. Our leader looks pretty good.
The last thing we wanted to touch base on is the BTS Yet to Come Busan concert, which is free. And it was just announced as of today that it's also going to have like a themed attraction similar to what they had here in Las Vegas with the PT concert.
Wait a minute.
Yeah?
Are you serious? Girl, this is the first time I'm telling you, Roseanne. I did not even bother reading. You guys, whenever there's an announcement when it comes to the Busan concert, like, I just read and scroll real quick, but I don't get into the details because I'm like, girl, I ain't going, so, like, why do I even...
yeah, no, it's...
So, this is the first time that I'm hearing this, like, a... Like, you mean, like, a festival? Like a yeah. carnival type thing?
Yeah, because they announced, like, hotel-themed, and also, it's like, the list that they were giving was similar to the PTD Las Vegas-themed attractions, wow. So I don't know how they're going to execute that because... You know, I mean, Busan is the second biggest city in South Korea. So I'm sure they're more than capable of hosting something like similar to Las Vegas. Now, the interesting thing was that recently it was also announced that the venue for the concert has been changed. There was like a lot of controversy about it. And I don't know like every single detail. And I don't know the real reasoning behind the venue change, just like speculations. Guys, I'm not Korean. I don't like all that and stuff. Right. I'm just giving you kind of like what I got out of it. So at first I looked up the original venue. It was really far from like the main city, I guess you should say. And even people in Korea were saying like, this is like in the middle of nowhere kind of. And it would be hard to support it. And also the kind of the entrance to the venue, there's only one entrance in and people are like, yo, it's gonna get crazy. Like there's nothing out there. Yeah. It's gonna be hard to access. It's like a hazard. You know what I mean? And apparently, you guys, I'm just from reading here and there. I should do more research on it though. Apparently the reason why the concert was the officials, the high ups in like the Busan government wanted to have the concert there originally is because supposedly the governor has like land in that area. And you know, when you have like a big concert, I don't know if there's like plots there that they could build stuff or like, basically they had land out there and they wanted to like raise up the stuff. I don't know. Okay. It's just politics and all that
gotcha,
stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So it was very hazardous. It was not good at all. And so I'm glad that Big Hit changed the location because I wouldn't want BTS to have so much like, because, you know, if anything was to go wrong, it would fall on BTS and Big Hit. You know,
right, yeah.
So I'm glad they played it safe and they actually went with a stadium. And, you know, the stadium is a lot more easier to access. There's a lot of, you know, entryways and just transportation to there is going to be really easy. So I'm glad that has been announced. And like I said, it's a free concert. Right now they've already gone through the process of like entering the raffle. And now I think just in a couple of days, tomorrow, we'll find out if the Army fan club people who applied will get chosen. And yeah, it's scary. I applied, so I don't know.
Well, hopefully, I mean, you're gonna be there, because I feel like even if you, because I might be wrong, girl, you can correct this, or me, I guess, because I might be the only one that doesn't know. If you don't win, like, from that raffle, you mm-hmm. said you can still register, like, at yeah. the stadium?
Yeah. At the stadium. So what happens is once the, later on the 19th, so once the people chosen for the raffle get chosen, and they only have the floor area. So the floor area is the one that's open to the raffle for Army. And then after that, on the 19th, it's going to open up for the general public, the seating area. So that's when you have another mm-hmm. chance to get a ticket. And yeah, it is kind of scary though, because, you know, it is free, you guys. It's first come, first serve, but like signing
that's
up.
That's true.
Which makes sense, because you don't want everyone just like trying to get into the, like, people are going to camp out. So it's best to just have seats assigned already so people can enjoy the festival and don't have to like camp out like a week early trying to get us. Could you imagine? That would be too crazy if it was first come, first serve at like the day of. So it's going to be assigned seating, you guys. But I can't wait to see how this all plays out. I believe the concert is going to be like almost 2 hours long. So it's not your typical like 3 hour BTS concert. It's, you know, half the time, I think.
But you know this is going to be like, how do you say that? What's that phrase? Once in a lifetime type of concert. Because it's like it's like in order to win for the World Expo, so they have to go all out.
Yeah,
I would think they're not just gonna, I mean, they can do whatever they want, to be honest. They like, it could be simple, it cannot be simple, like they can do whatever they want, but in my eyes I'm kind of like seeing a huge type of show, like,
oh yeah, like
going all out. True. I don't know.
True. What if because you know how Suwoozu, the Festa Muster,
yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, that was a really cool outdoor set, and I don't know if they're gonna like try to go for something like cool like that. And you know, we don't know yet, but I do have a feeling, yeah, because they're trying to win the bid, they're gonna try to make it as cool and fancy as possible, but also like just to the turnout. I'm sure they're not worried about the turnout, period, because armies are gonna travel from all over the world,
like regardless. People are gonna go, yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna be going. So I mean, hopefully this will win them the bid though. I mean, they're really using BTS to the mm-hmm. extent, you know what I mean? So yeah, we shall see how that goes, and hopefully your girl, not hopefully, I'm gonna just manifest that your girl will be there.
Yes, we're gonna manifest that she's gonna be there, guys. And then once she is back, she's gonna tell us all about the firsthand experience.
Yes.
Of being there. That's what we're gonna put out into the universe.
Yeah.
You are my universe. Ooh.
Oh, that was crickets.
Crickets for real. Oh my god.
I'm just kidding. We killed it. Not
like
good job,
this.
Jose.
Not like
it's
this.
All good, Jose. Killed it. This is the end of our segment.
Oh yes. The end.
This is what I mean, you guys. This is what I mean. We can never like end it correctly. Y'all don't want to hear how many attempts we try.
Or maybe y'all do. We don't know. Sometimes y'all be telling us we want raw, unedited footage sometimes like videos and stuff. So I wouldn't be surprised if people want to hear all our bloopers and stuff. Okay. But yes, have a safe trip, Roseanne. We will be waiting for you when you come back. Why am I talking to you like I'm never going to talk to you ever again?
I know, like, we on Kakao. What are you doing? Overwatch.
Well, hopefully you. Well, actually, because of the time difference too, Roseanne, we don't like. I don't know if we're gonna be in contact, but hopefully here and there I can like check in and see how is it going. And then if anything major happens, I'm sure we're also gonna be in contact too with like BTS and stuff. You know what I mean? So we'll be in contact. But yes, let's wish her a happy, safe trip.
Thank you.
Then she will be back.
Yes.
I don't even know what I'm saying. Okay. That was it for this episode. This was not part of the script, no. That was it for this episode. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at Interlude Army PD, along with our Instagram at Interlude Army PD. If you want to send any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
Yes, yes, we hope you guys enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next time, the way I was going to read that. See, guys, I was smooth. I said next time. I nailed it. Thank you for tuning in, you guys. Have an amazing week. Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Rosé.
Bye, Rosé.
She's up in the air, y'all.
Yeah. I am? Where? Bye.
I'm pretending that you're
I'm like airplane. In a plane and you're okay. Waving at me right now. Talk about Delulu. I'm just kidding. Bye, Jose. Bye, RP. Bye.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoon Lee, Young Ho Seo.